Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Wednesday, January 10th. January, that hurts me to say that. January 10th, 2024. I want to thank you for your belief and trust in this platform as we enter the year of 2024, the hinge year, the historic year, the year that will change everything. As we enter this year, I want to thank you for your belief and trust in this platform. Before we get to the program, I want to thank Virtual Shield One. Folks, have you heard about this? Virtual Shield One. You can find out about this by going to virtualshield.com/Hagman. Now, 2023, last year, that's gone down as a record-breaking year for data breaches, leaving billions of dollars stolen from consumer pockets, our pockets, your pockets, mine. From corporate giants to casinos to hospitals to you name it, data breaches this year, or last year, I should say, have broken the previous record high by 14% and affected more than 66 million victims. What's worse is that instead of hackers demanding ransom for this stolen sensitive information, they're now starting to simply expose it, leaving victims with a crippling choice of financial ruin or even public humiliation in some cases. But the financial ruin, I mean, think about having all of your, and I had this happen, my own, before I got Virtual Shield One, my own credit card and banking information on the dark web. In fact, I bought like a 75-inch television set at the Walmart in Philadelphia. Yeah, okay. Among other things. Now, it took a while for things to get straightened out, and it was a headache. That's why I highly recommend the use of Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield 1 includes a military-grade VPN that helps me, and it will help you to browse the web without prying eyes. In the prying eyes of my mobile carrier, my ISP, or cyber criminals. Now, my internet data is encrypted in just two clicks. That's it, two clicks. Plus, my data is even safer with Virtual Shield One's built-in ID monitoring that comes with $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. That is so important, folks. And it continuously scans and then erases my data from the internet, ensuring that I stay invisible in a world where my privacy is constantly under attack. Doing this helps massively reduce the number of spam calls. I've noticed that, man, that is a gift from God. And so I'm telling you, that's a gift from God. But it's actually a gift from Virtual Shield One. So this has allowed me to reclaim my privacy. Try Virtual Shield One risk-free for a whopping 60 days with no commitment necessary. That includes support for unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, identity theft protection, and fast internet speeds across all of your devices that have Virtual Shield installed. Try it now before signups end. You go to virtualshield.com/Hagman, as you see on the screen there. That's virtualshield.com/Hagman. All right. I want to thank them for that service. Man, I'll tell you what, it really makes a difference. Okay. With me is Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. If you want to chat with him or give him an email, tips, news tips, information, and such. I've got to say this. He told me this morning before coming on air, Hunter Biden crashed the, he made this unannounced, unexpected, crashing the House Oversight Committee hearing on whether to hold him in contempt. He made a complete asshole of himself, like his father, obviously, and like the father before that, I'm sure. But, you know, when just imagine this shoe being on the other foot. In other words, the this happening. Let's say Don Jr., for example, doing this. It wouldn't go over well. yet the media is giving him a pass. But I want to get back to the bigger issue here, and we'll talk about that with RT coming right up. But I just want to say this. I wrote a column for Wisconsin Christian News. Folks, if you haven't done so, I would urge you to donate to Wisconsin Christian News. Donate heavily, because they are doing God's work in getting the conservative Christian message out to churches, to everyone who will actually listen. The demand has never been greater for a hard copy newspaper. They have come through. That's WisconsinChristianNews.com. Please donate to them, as well as subscribe to that platform, because there's a lot of information. In Sunday's meeting, I did send out advanced copies of my column, okay, to my subscribers only, not for republication, but for their information purposes, and the title of which was 2024, A Dangerous Year of No Limits Ahead. Now, folks, in today's program is going to cover the larger picture. Okay, so we're going to be into overdrive, but it's going to cover a larger picture here of what's really going on in the world. This is not a national, U.S. only issue. This is a global uprising. What's going on in Poland right now? Folks, if you don't know what's going on in Poland right now, please do your research. Arrests being made. This is the populist uprising being met by the globalist tyrannical oligarchs. But we are seeing right now over a century of deviation. We have seen over a century of deviation away from the United States existing as a constitutional republic. And this is rapidly coming to a head this year. What was ushered in during the modern historical era that I believe began, if you look at this era, this particular set of time, period of time, and you can arbitrarily choose a date past, but if you start with Woodrow Wilson, you know, as depicted by Philip Drew, administrator, that's a futuristic novel written by a U.S. diplomat, and live-in Wilson advisor Edward Mandel House. This is about to culminate into a dystopian reality that will make the last few years appear to be Bush League by comparison. The future of our nation hangs in the balance with the convergence of events that will take place in this year in 2024. Long gone is a traditional Republican versus Democrat or right versus left. That's gone. Right now, it is populist nationalism, or America First, which is what Donald Trump, his supporters, the Constitutional Republic, the supporters of the Constitutional Republic represent, versus the global authoritarians masked as responsible political moderates pretending to save our nation from the very tyranny they espouse. Folks, the former, the populists, the national populists, they are awakening and strengthening. We are awakening and strengthening. And we are doing that to others, helping others awaken to what's going on. And that's, I got a lot of stuff. We have a lot, RT and I have a lot of stuff to show you today. But it's slow relative to the desperation of the latter, the tyrannical oligarchs, or as Seamus Bruner calls them, the control oligarchs. Whatever happens, this is going to be a zero-sum game year. Culminating this year, it has to. What you're going to hear and see today, in today's episode, I believe, if you haven't seen it, it will shock you. If you haven't heard it, it will shock you. If you have, it will reinforce the fact that we are on this downslide to tyranny. There is absolutely no way that the globalist tyrannical left can allow President Trump to take office in 2025. No way. There is absolutely no way that their crimes, that they will allow their crimes to be exposed. America and the Western world has been fully captured by a cabal of unelected bureaucrats who have decided to break our nation into, quote, build back better, end quote. I could do the Biden thing, end of quote. Using the full weight of every government institution, including the Department of Justice, the intelligence community, the courts, the media, the social media platforms, the healthcare system, Wall Street, large corporate interests, to subjugate Americans and destroy the last vestiges of our God-given freedoms, folks. That's what's going on right now. And the desperation of the Uniparty is becoming more evident every single day. The outright treason by this illegitimate Biden regime. Stolen election have severe consequences, and we're seeing that. 2020 was stolen. 2022 was stolen. The right allowed this to happen. The Republicans allowed it to happen, and in some cases facilitated it. And look, before I bring RT on, let's go to page one. In the show notes, folks, go to HagmanPI.com, and all the citation sources and everything will be in the body of the post at HagmanPI.com. Please bookmark HagmanPI.com. Please, as well, subscribe to Rumble and or Brighteon. Please, please do that. I mean, we lost a 250,000 subscribers on YouTube. Never regained them back. Why? Well, because people just don't want to do that. They don't do that, sadly. But there it is. Lurch and other Biden oligarchs heading to Davos to cede U.S. authority to WEF, to the World Economic Forum. Now, I was able to get photographs of the attendees. John Kerry, of course, Lurch, Senator Chris Coons, to Lurch's right. This was taken, of course, using my old black and white camera and some surveillance techniques. But there's Coons and Kerry at Davos last year, right? I'm joking, of course. But and then you've got the Mrs. Cass Sunstein. That's right, Samantha Power. What a beaut. And, of course, the billionaire Harris, Penny Pritzker. They're all going to Davos. Davos. Folks, think about what's going on here. As Randy Taylor, and I'm quoting him, you know, that sits in a bowl, right? Davos sits in a bowl like a valley. Just saying. Randy Taylor, RT, how you doing, sir? Come on board.
I'm doing all right, buddy. Sounds like you're pretty wound up today.
I am wound up. I've been wound up for a week.
I noticed a lot of things going on, though, so I fully understand it. I don't sleep worth a damn either, man.
I'm going to tell you something. I sent you a copy of the show notes, okay? You've got journalists, okay, so-called journalists, these pieces of shit. I'm telling you, these pieces of shit, and I make no apologies for my language, joking outside the courthouse, laughing about Donald Trump being assassinated.
Yep.
Now, imagine what would happen to us, you and me, if we said, you know what? Let's put Biden in a convertible and let's let him have his JFK moment. Hey, anyone out there want to do that? Or I can summon Johnny Depp. When is the last time an actor assassinated a president? Or how about Madonna? I have thought a lot about blowing up the White House. All of these numbnuts on the left, these tyrannical idiots.
It's only wrong when we do it, Doug. That's how pathetic things are. Any government, any law enforcement agency that would look to go after people that weren't even on the property at J6 to where they could even make it a dispute, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Matthew Graves. It's like, that piece of crap. And yeah, Matthew Graves, and you're going to get, I know, look, I know people sending these clips, certain clips to the DOJ from this platform. Okay. Yeah. You can you can kiss my ass, Matthew Graves. You can kiss my
ass. All of it. Not just a little bit.
Yep.
Kiss all of it.
That's right.
But this is just, it's getting crazy. It's like thought police now. You know, like that Tom Cruise movie where they would sit there and calculate the crime before it ever happened and go make the arrest. I mean, that's what we're getting down to. This is way out of hand. But anyway, back to the world. What's going on there?
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
A couple hot spots. You may have missed it this morning. Ecuador.
Oh, yeah.
Got things starting to brew there. There's been some gunfire. There's been one person killed. But it looks like the way I gather and kind of what... You just got to kind of pick through the news. It kind of looks like a revisitation of what happened in Iran back in 1980 when the students decided they were going to take over the government. It's kind of along those lines. The Ecuadorian government, just to save you having to look it up, is technically, it's a multi-party government, but it's technically a democracy. Whatever that's worth in a banana republic, I don't know. The other one to watch, too, right now is Germany. There's a lot going on with the farmers. We need to be grateful to the farmers all across the world that have been standing up to these governments about these taxes and about having their farms seized from them. And these are the people that feed us. And you know what? We see a farmer, tell them thank you, right? Because they stand up. And when they go to visit and they decide they're going to close down a town like Berlin, they shut it down. They go in on tractors, in trucks, whatever drives, and they go in there and park them. And they don't get thrown in jail like common criminals, you know, like they do up in Canada when little old ladies come out to protest and they have the horses come out and trample them, you know, or when they put them in jail and forget about them. Or we've been over 2 years by pushing the third year. There's at least four people sitting in jail in Canada that still haven't been charged and been to court. Since when? I mean, they sound like, I don't know if any of you folks remember Jose Padilla from after 9/11, a Spanish kid that got busted, I think it was down in Miami in that area. And I'm not saying that just because he has a Spanish name, but Jose Padilla, I was upset with that arrest from the time it happened, and I don't even know what the disposition is today. But I voiced my opinion many times. They set that kid up, okay? And to put anybody in jail without an arraignment in 30 days, in my opinion, is wrong. Guilty or innocent, you arraign them. Everybody has a right to a speedy trial. And it just seems like lately, and to see Bush do it when he did it was very surprising. I know we were in the middle of, you know, hating anything that even said the word terrorism. But at the same time, since they decided to use the civil court system to try these, as opposed to using military tribunals, then you have to run with the rules of the civil court system.
Well, if I may, for yes. The people out there who don't recall the Jose Padilla case. Jose Padilla, also known as Abdullah Al Mujahir, I believe. He was convicted in a federal court of aiding terrorists. Now, Padilla was arrested in Chicago on May 8th, 2002. And he was arrested for allegedly plotting to detonate a dirty bomb. Okay. He was first detained as a material witness from May 8th, 2002 until June 9th of 2002. Then Bush W, you know, that mental giant, he designated him as an enemy combatant and argued that he was not entitled to trial in civilian courts and had him transferred to military prison in South Carolina. From there, he was held for 3.5 years as an enemy combatant, never charged, never granted a trial. So you're absolutely right. Now, in August of 07, a federal jury found him guilty of conspiring to commit murder and fund terrorism, but that was separate from what you're referencing. Okay, so you're exactly correct in your statement and your analysis of the Padilla case. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Doug. I usually I'll have the background sitting in front of me here when I start something. That's how Doug and I work really good together. But the whole Jose Padilla thing was, we went about it wrong. Okay, and see, the world watches us. That's what people don't understand. The world watches how the U.S., primarily how the U.S. and Canada do things. But anyway, we're talking about Ecuador.
You know what? You bring up a good point. Compare and contrast that. Compare Jose Padilla, that case, all right, to the Chinese-American Navy sailor that is on Hagman P.I., okay, mm-hmm. I put up there. He received $15,000 in spy money from the Communist Chinese Party. He was a sailor out of Monterey Park, California. And on 14 different occasions, he provided secret, top secret military information to the Communist Chinese Party. Okay? So, and there it is right there. Okay, what was he sentenced to? By the civilian Department of Justice, only 27 months. And he made out well because he got to keep $10,000 roughly of the 15 grand. He was only fined $5,500. Now, compare and contrast that to Jose Padilla, for example, or anybody else. Okay. What the hell is going on?
That's one of the reasons why we had such a big kerfuffle in the U.S. and a massive debate about Jose Padilla was, did you try him in the civil courts? Try him in military tribunal. And I mean, we just sit back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. I mean, it was a hot topic then. And, you know, I sit around and I look at what happened to him with the people on January 6th, them being thrown in jail for with these crazy amounts of time. But then I look at Black Lives Matter and Antifa, nothing being done to those people. I mean, we are so off kilter with our justice system. Anybody that thinks Hunter Biden's going to get in trouble, he's not going to get in any trouble. We're not. This is a circus now. This is absolutely a circus. The only way Hunter Biden's going to get leaned on really hard, and remember, we were discussing this last week when I was telling you that, in fact, they said it on Fox, it was kind of funny, about you go after our guy, we go after yours. Where we were talking about the more they go after Trump, go after Biden.
Yep,
we were just talking about that. But what they're doing is, like I said, once again, they're going to let the Republicans do the work. That's, and that way it doesn't look like they're, you know, crapping on Grandpa, you know, without their own party. I watch these guys. These people, they are snaky, sneaky, smart. And when I heard that today, I forget who it was, but there was one of the congressmen or one of the newscaster said that today. You go after one of ours, we're going after yours. And I thought, bingo, there it is.
You know, Steve Bannon, like him or don't like him, I don't care.
Great guy.
But I'll tell you what, he is. And he's intelligent beyond, I mean, folks, but anyway.
Well, he knows he's going to work against.
I mean, yeah, he calls it smash mouth politics. Okay. Which it is. And you know, this is not necessarily about revenge, but we cannot, as conservatives, we cannot be expected to play by the rules when they don't play by the rules, right?
That's right. Oh, and they're definitely not playing by the rules, sir. the other thing to watch right now too is UK.
Okay,
there's a lot of little crazy things going on in there. We have a source in the UK. And she'll keep us up to date. So we'll have more ideas of what's going on. I can't really elaborate on it now. What you're seeing is on the news. Also, watch this Charles guy. You know, Mr. King Charles. He wants to hand the UK to the World Economic Forum on a platter.
Yes, he does.
This is, you know, we watch things where we see, you know, Trudeau in Canada and that idiot, so the assistant prime minister or whatever, Freeland. We watch these clowns, and that's one thing. But you sit here and watch King Charles, and he wants to just turn over the... It floors me. The UK, I mean, for centuries, was light years ahead of everybody as far as being a power in this world. And they started letting these Muslims in with that Sadiq Khan or whatever they were.
Yes.
They started accelerating, bringing the Muslims in. And you need to look at the mess they have now. They want to start bringing Palestinians into our countries.
Canada, they are. But they, in C-130s.
There you go. Now, do you know, is there anybody out there that thinks that they're going to come in here and assimilate? They don't even know how. They don't know what the word means. They are ungrateful pieces of garbage. Okay? And I say this for one reason, and one reason only. Bringing in these Palestinians is going to cost some Americans their lives. Because ultimately and eventually, what they always do is start going after the government that's hosting them. What happened with Palestine? We need to go, oh my God,
Trans Jordan to be out yeah. here, Jordan.
You got it. What do they do? Bring them in. They stay going after the king, going to overthrow the king of Jordan.
Yep.
The guy that said, I will offer you refuge. They go in and they're going to try and take over the country. What kind of human being does that?
It's kind of like inviting people into your, allowing people into your house and then having them kick you out.
Right. Steal everything you own.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, this is insane. And that's why, is anybody noticing, even the people that argue with you on Twitter, does anybody notice that there's no Middle Eastern countries raising their hand to take not even 1,000 of these clowns? Not even 1,000. And you want to know why? Because everyone knows these people are impossible to get along with. They were put out in the desert, a band out there, shunned, whatever you want to call it. Just the fact that their name begins with a P in Arabia, the world of such, tells you that they were always frowned upon. There is no P in the Arab language. But we have Palestinians who used to be Philistines. Philistines, however you want to call it. Remember David and Goliath? Okay. That's a long time ago.
But you're
and
right.
I don't care. I don't care whose land it was. We're not. You got it. It goes back to the Bible. These people have always been a problem. And anybody that would come to your country and then turn on you, not for the sake of Jordanians, not to back up Jordanians, but so that they could take over the country. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, Doug just said they're coming in on C-130s. I was not aware that they were actually already en route and already had landed. I did not know that. I know that Canada is making some outrageous commitments. And this has got to stop. This has got to stop. This whole thing with this blending of all these cultures and all, this is being done by the globalists. There is a reason for this. They want to get everybody in one place. And one of the things that I said out loud to my wife this morning, I said, people will be a whole lot easier to kill when they're in bunches.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
And stop and think about that. And it just jumped out of my mouth. And I thought, then I said, you know what? That makes more sense than I thought it did when I said it. But, yeah, COVID, whatever this new one coming out, they're calling it X.
Oh, yeah.
20 times worse than COVID. I mean, you know what? When I was a little boy, I didn't even know what a surgical mask was. And I go back and I look at my life. And I look at the things that are going on. If you had told me that when I was 60 in my 60s, that there would be one virus after another, deadly viruses released into the public. If you told me that, I'd have told you you were crazy.
You know, I remember back in, I think it was the early 70s or in the 70s, the Andromeda Strain. Remember that movie?
Yes, Andromeda Strain? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and if you think about the predictive programming behind all of that.
I can't believe you brought that up. That's good, Doug.
Hey, yeah. Man, I'll tell you what. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I can remember that. Go ahead.
I think some of these people get their ideas from movies, honestly.
Oh,
the things you watch. You know. I mean, look at 1984. Well, I go back and watch it every now and again just because I am so astounded at what is said in that movie, all the way down to synthetic meat.
Of course. Yeah.
When they're sitting at the table in the movie eating it. And you sit here and you look at this, and people back then thought that was some crazy sci-fi thing from George Orwell. No. He told the truth.
Of course. It's amazing. Now, because we have a lot to get through. What you said, okay, what you said, okay, about the people, whether it's the UK or other Western nations being flooded by criminals coming into the country. They're being brought into this country, into America. They're being brought into, in certain cases, Canada. They're being brought into the UK in wholesale record numbers. In fact, Ireland, there was just a release about how many by percentage, you know, have been brought in and replacing the Irish nationalists and the Irish born people. But today, as we are talking, Mayorkas, there are impeachment hearings going on against Mayorkas. Okay, now in advance of this, there were closed door hearings or closed door meetings between the House committee and Mayorkas. RT and folks, I don't know if you saw this. If you did,
you sent it to me last night.
Okay,
go ahead, tell these people.
But I'm going to tell you, folks, listen to what this one rep says about what Mayorkas said. This is an interview with Harris Faulkner. Okay, and listen carefully to Mayorkas's, well, what she recounts as Mayorkas's reply to what's going on today, the impeachment hearings. Listen to this. This is, and if this does not tell you the danger that we face and the traitorous behavior of Mayorkas.
This should send chills down your spine.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
You really need to, you're going to look at it and you're going to be like, I must have heard that wrong.
Exactly, you know, and I had I made a phone call to somebody. I'm not going to name drop, but somebody that was privy to that meeting, and he told me it was because I said no, you can't. I mean, really, and he said, yeah, this was your word chilling. Watch this. This is video 8 in the show notes, HagmanPI.com. Here it is.
To get rid of him, and let me remind you, when behind closed doors we told him you're getting ready to be impeached, he said you're not going to like who comes next. I asked him if that was a threat.
Whoa.
He just smiled. This man is dangerous. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he is two-faced. We need to get rid of him. Well, now
what did he mean, who comes next?
Well, that was the big question. I asked him, I said, is that a threat? And he just smiled, and I thought, this man knows exactly what he's doing. This is 100% by design. They want an open border crisis, whether it is for a election, whether it's for future votes, as they work to get rid of citizenship as a requirement for voting. We're not sure, but he was very, very clear in what he said, and there were other members in the room. So I will never forget that. And as we go to impeach him for his negligence, for him destroying our national security and eroding our national sovereignty, that will be top of mind.
Yeah, I wish somebody had gotten that on tape.
RT, chilling, right?
That is beyond chilling. See, this is already laid out. This has already been mapped out. And it's the plan A, B, C, D. You know, we talk about how smart these people are. They are smart because they understand how the system works. They understand how people are going to react. They understand all the way down to a particular demographic, how the people are going to react in that demographic. fees. You wouldn't believe what they pay the Democrat Party, what they pay for brains. They'll buy the best of the best to guide them through troubled waters. There's some things we could learn from them. One of them is sticking together. We're really crappy about that. Okay. And the other one is we've got to start taking our gloves off with these people. You know, we're always wanting to do things right. Let's not offend anybody. It's got to stop. You need to be brutal. Brutal.
Well, 2024, this is a dangerous year with no
limits. Yes, sir. This is a scary year.
No.
So, you said it earlier. You nailed it right on the head. This is a decisive year.
Exactly. If we don't win, when I say win, I'm not necessarily talking Donald Trump or it's not merely the presidential race.
It's a lot
okay.
more.
It's exactly. It is everything. Now,
yeah.
Okay.
And we want to win on every level.
Yeah, exactly. And if
we don't want where we won 1 through 6, 7 was taken by the enemy, and then we're 8 through. No. All of it. This is going to get dirty.
We have to. Now, sticking with Mayorkas, John Baum did a great report. Folks, again, if you saw it, great. But watch it again, and let's play video 6. This is Mayorkas, and John Baum talks about him destroying the U.S. from within. This is a deliberate. Obviously, we know it's deliberate. And listen to this and watch this in the context of what you saw earlier about the Mayorkas threat. Of you won't like who comes next. Well, what does he know, and how has this been structured out?
And the way he says it, it's almost like you don't know who my replacement's going to be, or is he saying what the retaliation's going to be?
I think it's both, but
okay, a little bit. See, I thought that initially I was scratching my head after that, and I thought, what exactly did he mean when he said that? Because we're hearing it secondhand. I would love to hear him say it so we can see tone of voice. Eyes, the whole nine yards, because I'm really curious on pinning that down, what he's saying.
You know, again, the individual I spoke to last night, who was somewhat a party to the hearing or the closed door meeting, and I don't want to get too deep into that.
So
there was stuff that happened before and after that statement, and he said that. This was in response to, okay, you impeach me. The person that's going to fill my spot is going to be 10 times worse than, you know, basically I've been holding things back. This is, okay, this is secondhand information. So,
okay, that's what you want to get out so people understand that.
Right.
Because if you think about it the other way, you totally lose track of what's going on.
Now, okay, yeah, because... You take me out, the next person is going to be 10 times worse. And I've got my orders. I'm fulfilling my duty, but I've been somewhat reserved, you know, compared to what you're going to get if you take me out. Yep. Okay. Was it a threat? Absolutely. It was a threat because he's part of the planning. This is the information I got. So, but John Baum lays this out in video 6. We'll take a few minutes here. Watch this from John Baum. This is video 6 at HagmanPI.com in the show notes under the today's episode title. Here it is.
Some have accused DHS of not enforcing our nation's laws. This could not be further from the truth. The majority of all migrants encountered at the southwest border throughout this administration have been removed, returned, or expelled, a majority of them.
But what about the ones who evade Border Patrol? These are known as the gotaways.
The border crisis in Eagle Pass and Piedras Negras has worsened in recent weeks because the arrival of thousands of migrants has forced the closure of an international bridge to vehicles.
We are doing everything we can within a broken system to incentivize non-citizens to use lawful pathways, to impose consequences on those who do not, and to reduce irregular migration.
Mexican soldiers supervise migration route as illegals rush U.S. border.
one of the huge caravans that crossed to Eagle Pass in the last days of December. The migrants showed us the GPS they obtained when leaving a shelter to find a distant location on the Rio Grande.
With respect to your question about the December surge, that was certainly an extraordinarily high number of encounters. It coincides with a time when Mexican enforcement was no longer implemented.
Our own military. I mean, you see it all over the internet. Oh, look at it. Put the military on the border. I'm going to explain it again. We've been there. We've shot the video. It's all over the news. The U.S. military is down there facilitating and running the open border and cutting down barbed wire that the Texas Guard put up and the state police put up.
Does the Biden White House have any intention to tackle this crisis in any meaningful way in the lead up to the 2024 election?
No, on the contrary, they are suing Ken Paxton, Greg Abbott, and the state of Texas for Texas's attempts to put some buoys in the Rio Grande, trying to secure Texas's territorial sovereignty against the Mexican drug cartels and, frankly, Hezbollah and some radical Islamic groups that control large swaths, operationally speaking, of the U.S.-Mexico border. So they're actually, not only are they not trying to mitigate the damage, they're actually throwing fuel right into the fire, trying to make it worse.
So let's just get that straight. Oh, there's liberal groups down there running things. Yeah, you think so? NGOs, non-governmental organizations.
A group from Venezuela showed up on the doorstep here at the Red Cross recently. No one knew they were coming, and they claimed they were given the address here by agents with the Border Patrol.
Immigrant aid agencies were contacted and helped them find a place to live.
We talked to these asylum seekers who just got off the train. Everyone had heard that the United States is giving them a direct pass to cross the border.
What happens now, if you're talking about all these different people that have penetrated, all these different intelligence operatives, sleeper cells that have penetrated our southern border, what are the kind of extortion points, the pressure points that are used from within?
This morning, we found out from none other than the New York Post that 1,900 migrants from Floyd Benefield are being transferred to James Madison High School tonight at 5 p.m. for an overnight stay due to inclement weather conditions. We warned about this. Floyd Benefield is susceptible to flooding, storms, winds, etc. It's not an acceptable place to house people. But neither are our public schools. Our schools are not migrant or homeless shelters. They're places of learning for our children, paid for by our taxpayer dollars. Our children, our school community, our families should not have to bear the brunt of a migrant crisis.
Is there nothing they won't cover up? Is there any depth? Is there any low level that they won't stoop to as they go along with all of this?
Joe Biden has done a remarkable job as president of the United States.
Many of us in the Democratic Party want to make sure that we aren't helping fund traffickers, that we aren't creating a humanitarian disaster.
I'm saying, you know, I need more people in my district just for redistricting purposes.
We have the effects of climate change, poverty, increasing level of authoritarianism, the very many challenges that are at the root cause of the displacement of people around the world.
I mean, is there...
There it is, right there. RT. America's not only should be impeached, but tried and convicted and jailed, right, for treason.
Yep.
But what he's conveying to all of us, well, privately to the committee, but to all of us is...
You think I'm bad, wait till the next person.
Exactly.
And I've been sitting here during the whole video trying to think, who would be next? seriously...
Who would Obama put in there? Because it's Obama's show, right? I mean, that at this point, Obama is the middle manager of this globalist agenda. And I will say this, the James Madison Elementary School, can you imagine your children today, yesterday, you're a parent of an elementary school kid, and the school is saying, hey, you know what? You're going to have to keep your child home today because we're housing some 2,000 criminals. Okay,
that's what that's how they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're saying that that's why during COVID the children became familiar with doing things online, and you know now they're going into courses they don't even know who the teacher is. and they want them to do it online so that they can house these migrants. And I just, somebody was speculating that we put a lot of exposure and we need to put more on buildings that were set for demo being used to house these people. So we need to keep talking about that.
And we have to expose the NGOs.
We have Catholic to. Church. They're safe. Yeah, exactly. And people quit looking at Catholic Charities like they're some godsend. They're not. They're not. They are so foul and so crooked and so cash. They're just in it for the money. They don't give a damn about the refugees they're handling. I'm telling you because I've dealt with them. I know.
There you go.
I know firsthand. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I know.
And see, that's the difference. Folks, let me just say this. That's the difference between other platforms and this platform. If I can toot our own horn, beep, beep, I'm going to. Randy Taylor has been working. I'm not going to give out the details except to say he's been working behind the scenes with intelligence, good guys, certain
like-minded people.
There you go. Okay. And he knows, and we will expose those people, not because it's just not the NGOs. It's the people in those NGOs and the money coming in. So we are going to be putting names and faces to what you're seeing out there. And I'm going to tell you what. We've been warned off from this. We've been told, don't you dare do this. Don't publish my picture. Don't publish my name. Mm-hmm. Because we'll sue you. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly what they intend to do. You know what? This is a fight between good and evil. It's that simple. It's good. There's good and there's evil. And everything that just doesn't make sense and everything that is out of kilter and everything, every little detail that goes against this great republic is evil. Okay? We're just trying to protect and ensure for generations to come that this beautiful gift that God gave us, that we've maintained it. And when it got bad, we cleaned it up. And that when something goes wrong, we will do whatever is necessary to keep it good, to keep it working. And it's not, we're not going to sit around. And I don't care if they brought 7 million people up here of military fighting age. You stick a rifle in their hands, they are what I call enemies of the United States. And a lot of us out there, so many of our listeners, you're veterans. You're veterans. Nobody pulled you in a room and said, okay, you don't have to do that anymore. Okay? We took an oath. And we were talking about this the other night on the Insider Call. The difference between, in the Constitution, it says that you can go in and remove people from positions in the government to maintain the government. Okay? What's wrong is if you go and you were to start a civil war, you're on the right and start it with the left or vice versa. Then you're wrong. The Constitution does not cover you. However, if you were to go in and say, so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so are out of here and stand by it and do whatever and deal with whatever happens, you're actually operating under the U.S. Constitution. Now, I know you can't get a fair day in court, but if it makes you sleep better at night, there it is. Understand the difference between the two. I remember we had a good chat. We had a really good meeting last Sunday night.
Yeah, and I want to thank everyone who took part in that meeting. I love all of our supporters, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Because, good, solid people.
Man, I'll tell you what. You know, some victims themselves, some of the most intelligent people I know. And I say that, you know, I'm not blowing smoke up anyone's skirt. Okay. Some of the most intelligent people I know, support this show.
And you have some experts in that group.
Man, I'll tell you what.
There's a couple that particularly one gentleman, when he speaks, man, I listen to every word he says.
Yep.
Every last word he says, because he knows what he's talking about. And he's very eloquent about it. I mean, he's very boom, boom, boom. But he speaks to you in layman's terms to where idiots like me can understand. Okay. And he's good. And we've got some very intelligent female physicians.
Yep.
You know, and you look at these people and you need to listen to them. They're good people. And if you're not part of that insider group, do it.
Yeah, go to HagmanPI.com and join.
Plus, you get to chat with Doug and I and whoever our guests are.
Whoever happens to flop in that night.
You got it. Yeah. You got it. And I think that's just cool as can be, because there's not a lot of platforms out there that offer something like that.
Well,
to where you can chat with those. That's very cool.
And half the time, I'll tell you what, half the time I just want to just sit back and listen to what the people say, because...
Yeah, let it do its own thing. Yeah.
I gotta tell you, everyone, just about every one of those people could host this show and do probably a better job than me, okay?
We are surrounded and supported by some pretty amazing people.
Yeah.
And you can talk about anything. I mean, you can talk about spirits, evil spirits in your realm. You know, and that happens. That's for real. That's true, folks. Okay. You can talk about children trafficking, you know, medical stuff. Lots of questions about COVID and the shots. And, you know, is there things being done to possibly alter the effects of the shot? You know, things like that. That's real meat and potatoes stuff. You could do that, or you could watch 60 Minutes on television on Sunday night and wait and watch. It may make your brain go to more oatmeal, you know? No, I would say that you really need to look into that. And Doug, maybe you can tell me real quick how to sign up for that.
Just go to HagmanPI.com and you can
What's the official name of it?
It's member. The interactive meeting. My
folks,
brain kind of just fried there.
Get in there and do it. Go in and get signed up.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You'll get an invite the afternoon of the show. It's the first Sunday of every month. Starts at 7 o'clock. Usually wraps up at 9 to 10. But you come and go as you please.
There it is, right there.
You're not. Yeah. You don't have to stay put if you got. You know, a lot of times, because I'm mixing things. I got family and this and that, and so I'll hang out for a couple hours, and then let Doug know I got to split.
Yeah.
It's cool, though, because you can come and go. But you are going to meet some of the most amazing people, and people that truly support what we're doing, and people that absolutely, without fail, I know that I'm going to meet them in heaven.
I'll tell you what, that's a lot of times we discuss the bigger picture and then get into granular details. And
yes.
Yeah. So, and speaking of support, I just want to thank everyone who supports us, but I'm going to just mention this as well real quick here. You know, folks, energy bills are rising at a historic rate. There's no end in sight. Talk to enough people right now. You'll soon realize that nearly everyone is shocked at the recent electricity bills. Of course, some studies show that energy costs have skyrocketed by as high as 60% in as little as 2 years. I know that the light bill and power bill for our studio increased dramatically over the last couple of years. This is why tens of thousands are installing this magical little device I had. Oh, it's right here. I'm going to tell you right now. This is, I don't know how it works, but I do know it works. This sophisticated gadget stabilizes electrical currents, reduces dirty electricity, helps protect your appliances and electronics. Folks, you've got to do this. You've got to get a couple of these. Simply plug it into your home's wall outlet. Put one by the circuit breaker, put one at the other end of the house, and maybe one in between or whatever. And you're going to see your energy consumption dramatically lowered. It's going to help reduce your power bills month after month. Countless 5-star reviews back up the notion that device right there is one of the most efficient ways to save money while beating the power companies. But there's more. If you put your order in right now, you're going to receive 65% off, fast shipping within the U.S., hassle-free returns, and last but not least, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Just go to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. DontWastePower.com to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Once again, that's DontWastePower.com, DontWastePower.com. It'll just click the link in the program description box below. All right, folks. RT, Randy Taylor, I'm going to switch just a little bit to talk about this. This is something I mentioned at the beginning of the show. And I want people to listen to this. This is video one in the show notes. This is a hot mic. Journalists outside Trump courthouse caught laughing about having a JFK moment. And I want people to think about this. Now, watch, but listen. Okay, now you've got police there as well. But this is these are journalists. These are the people that bring you the news at 6 o'clock or whatever, you know, your news comes on. These are the unbiased, right? Yeah, unbiased truth tellers.
Right.
No, you know what they are? They're friggin' communist bastards. Every single one of them, as far as I'm concerned. Listen to this garbage and tell me how this would play out if they were talking about Joe Biden getting his head blown the hell off. All right, which I don't even know if it'd make a difference because he's a stump anyway. But listen to this. Now, if this doesn't piss
you off. The worst part is, even if he has his and he's hanging out of it, he'll be on the other side of the
I mean, if he's driving, we've got a good shot.
Yeah, if he's driving with the front window open.
Yeah, or if it's convertible.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like JFK, it's like a JFK, a Lincoln. Maybe someone, just like they told JFK, you know what you should do? You should take a convertible. It's so nice out.
Okay, you can watch that clip, play it back and forth. But the bottom line is you've got a couple of mopes in the crowd, the journalists talking about, hey, you know, give Trump a convertible. It's nice out, you know, having his head blown off like John F. Kennedy.
I thought it was the cops talking right there.
I had posed that question to someone because I did too.
Just going by the body movements of the one that was facing to the right, it seemed like as you heard the words, it looked like he was the one pushing him out.
I could
be wrong.
At least if he wasn't part of the conversation.
Yeah. If it's cops talking like that, it needs to be four people suspended without pay.
Exactly. But even at the very least, he had to hear that conversation.
Yeah.
So you've got these so-called journalists talking about, essentially, hey, laughing at President Trump getting his head blown off.
And like, that's funny, you know. We don't joke about Joe Biden getting his head blown off. We don't joke about Nancy Pelosi getting her head blown off. It's unbelievable. Two sets of rules. We're getting tired of it.
Well, okay, so Darren Beatty, and Vivek Ramaswamy. Now,
that guy's a trip.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan for a lot of reasons, Vivek. Okay. I'm not a fan, but whatever. I don't have to be. He certainly didn't have, I mean, he certainly doesn't ask my.
He does. You got to admit, he does stick up for Trump, though. You got to give him that.
I give him that. Yes. But
he's more of a what's fair is fair kind of guy.
Yeah, he's more of a libertarian kind of.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now,
why is he?
There, right. Eric the Tech coming out of his cocoon. By the way, Eric the Tech's been very sick, and please keep Eric the Tech in your prayers, as we've all been sick, but Eric the Tech especially. And so I'll just leave it there. But this is video. RT, watch this. This is Vivek and Darren Beatty talking about openly wondering whether they're going to assassinate President Trump. This was on, I'm not sure what platform this was on, but Darren Beatty and Vivek Ramaswamy, video 2 at HagmanPI.com. 2 minutes, about 2.5 minutes. Here it is.
So we're,
having straight talk here.
But what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's multiple possibilities, and I can't foresee the future any more than the next guy. None of us is God, but I can tell you what others describe as conspiracy theories. Most conspiracy theories, especially as we've learned over the last several years, what's a conspiracy theory yesterday often comes true tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's not some smoke-filled room plot that's hatched behind gentlemen with top hats or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of the amalgam of incentives, collective incentives that are hiding in plain sight. And so, look, I think the system has made clear, and I think that it's up to us not to fall for this trap, but the system has made clear that by hell or high water, it's not going to let Donald Trump get anywhere near the White House again. I think that that's a reality. I mean, whether they succeed or not is a separate point, but the system's made clear that's its intention. Got the protests, then the civil suits, then the state level prosecutions, and the federal prosecutions, and multiple federal prosecutions. Then now, not even prosecutions or the legal system, but you have something else going on altogether of removal from the ballot.
Right.
That's all in 2023. Right. Okay, that's not even entering 2024 yet.
Right.
Study global history. Study U.S. history. I think that the system has decided these people will stop at nothing. And I literally mean nothing. I mean, you study human history.
Interesting. So you're suggesting the possibility of a JFK type situation.
I'm just saying that I'm looking at the facts we have in 2023. They've taken every step to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. You're just following the facts. They've ratcheted up from one step to another. And so eliminating him from the ballot, that's exactly literally what they're trying to admit, is eliminate him from the ballot. Then Colorado. And that's all just 2023. I'm worried these people, the system, will not let Donald Trump get anywhere near the White House. I think that what are they setting up for? A two-horse race between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Take Trump out by one means or another. Nikki Haley trots right into that nomination slot and everyone gets to celebrate, including, I would say, the general, you know, conservative right of center, culturally conservative audience thinking is about beating Biden, when in fact they're beating Biden with actually somebody who could be far more dangerous to the future interests of this country when it comes to both our foreign policy and violation of our constitutional rights in the name of national security here at home. So I think that that's plan A. I think plan B, and there's various versions of this where members of our own movement fall for this. I mean, you see that actually there's the talk about Nikki Haley as Donald Trump's vice president. That's a way to backdoor.
I'm proud to say I've been against Nikki Haley far before it was cool. Way back, even when I was working for Trump, I was very vocally opposed to her, and I was involved in putting all kinds of pieces right on Trump's desk in the Oval Office to remind him of all the things that she did.
All right. RT, your thoughts on that. Nikki Haley aside, she's a snake, but the larger issue there, which is removing Donald Trump by...
Yeah, he's pinned it down pretty good. I mean, they're getting desperate. And they're running out of time. Now, if and when they make even an attempt on Donald Trump's life, all bets are off in the United States. I'm telling you, all bets are off.
Okay. Now, how would that play out? I mean, brother, how would that...
How would it play out is they're not looking, they won't be looking to seize the government, but they're going to want to exact revenge on the left. And then that's the scenario that I told you we don't want, where you remember constitutionally, you're allowed to do one thing. Constitutionally, you're not allowed to do the other.
Right.
Right. That's the one, that's the road we don't want to go down. But these people are going to be so pissed off if they walk out and you've got anything that even looks like the left, you're going to get your head blown off. I'm just telling you, this is why I don't understand. And they're not trying to stop this. That's the problem I have with all of it. It's like
they're stoking it.
Yeah, right, right. The powers that be, okay, the nameless ones, the pieces of shit that are out of sight behind our presidents, okay, behind the UN, behind the World Economic Forum, there's another group up there. And they're stoking this, as Doug just said. They're stoking this. They want trouble. They want the right to explode and start killing people on the left so they can activate those millions of clowns that they brought up over the river and are feeding, housing them, and training them right now to be some sort of international police force, because they don't want to put the military on the street, okay? Habeas corpus. They don't want to no, what's it called? Not habeas corpus. What is it, Doug, when you put the military on the street?
Posse comitatus.
Posse comitatus. What the hell did I say the other? Anyway, posse comitatus. It's good that I'm not a lawyer in a courtroom that people would be laughing right now.
Hakuna Matata.
Bingo. There you go. That'll solve it. This is what they're looking for. They're looking for, and everybody needs to set everything aside that's been going on in your heads, all right? It all makes sense if you remember one thing. The United States has not fallen only because we're armed. You've got to understand that. People, I'm preaching it to you because get it through your head. The only way to take down the United States is to disarm the people. They're not going to send the cops to your house. They're not going to send a military to your house. Okay? They're going to send these guys that they've got coming up across the border, these mercenary types, because they can kill those a dime a dozen. They don't care. They don't even owe a letter to their parents. They're here. Yeah. They're here to be activated to murder U.S. citizens. And if that doesn't piss you off, I don't know what would. Don't tell me we're the great United States. Oh, and we're feeding the hungry. My ass. You're feeding the people that are going to kill you. You got to get this through your heads. Forget all your fancy deals and all that unless you have this right there in the middle, down on the bottom on your chart. It's telling you exactly why these people are here. They didn't bring them in to pick corn. They didn't bring them in to pick cantaloupe. Okay? They're going to want them to build a house. They're here to murder U.S. citizens and take your weapons. They will show up at your door. And then I'll bet you it's in this year, tail end, but it'll be in 2024, for sure in 2025, if we don't have all the garbage out of Washington by then. Then that's a tall order, people. So get ready. But I'm telling you, you are going to see these people going to people's houses unannounced, murdering everybody in the house and taking the weapons, and there won't be a single thing done about it. They're already, if you look around, they've already set the entire place setting for people to commit crimes and not be persecuted, not be prosecuted, both persecuted and prosecuted. They're setting it up. Look, when you see all these kids walking into a store, knocking glass shelves down, picking the jewelry out of the cabinets, trying on shoes and then leaving, and nobody does a damn thing about it. I need you to put that on a scale times 100. Because they're going to kill you in your home, leave your bodies on the floor, you and your children. They'll kill your pets too, but you won't have a firearm in the house when they're done, and you will be dead. Bank on it. You mark my words. Randy Taylor, okay? What's the date today? January 10th, 2024. Okay? All that garbage that's coming across the border isn't hungry people. You know, if they were all just hungry people, I might have a little bit of compassion for them. But when I look at them, they're all military age, about 18 to 35, in great shape, wearing designer clothes, every one of them with a cell phone. And now we find out that they've got UN cards so they can go to the ATM and get their $2,000 a month. This goes in perfect with the program they're bringing out where everybody's going to get free money from their governments, a universal basic income.
Yes.
They're already trying it through these guys.
UBI along with digital currency. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Doug, we have got to beat that drum on this show. You've got to understand who these people are that are camped north of Houston. And I guarantee they're camped all throughout our wilderness, the northwestern wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I could hide tanks out there and nobody would know it.
And we're
finding out. Yeah, we're finding out that they're occupying buildings that have been set for demolition.
That's right.
Stop and think about that. That's a lot of buildings that can hold just up there in New York. They don't have to put them in schools like they're saying. They're going to do that on the surface. Maybe those condemned buildings are already full. We know we have already. We brought you the video of the guy walking out, the guy asking him questions, and lo and behold, who pops up and jumps in the middle of the conversation, trying to get the camera away. You got a Latin American wearing fatigues and looks to be about 28. I'm telling you, these people are here to murder us. Do not think they're here because the Democrats are kind, generous people.
Now,
all right, okay, these people are here. These people are going to kill America.
I 100% agree. And they're already killing Americans. They're raping women. You know, you just, the mainstream media, they don't want to talk about that. But that's already taking place. Now, let me ask you this, okay? If you were to draw two, like a Venn diagram, okay, the intersectionality between the, what you're talking about, the people coming in here to replace the white American. Simple as that. Okay.
Kill them off.
Okay. Now take that and overlap that with a Trump presidency Trump 2.0, where he says, look, we're going to have mass deportations. He's said that. Will he do it? I would hope so.
Yes, he will.
Okay.
Yes, he will.
All right. So now, will that be allowed? Okay, obviously.
That would be determined in the houses, though.
Well, I think just as Biden created this mess by executive fiat, I think President Trump can undo that by executive fiat.
He should be able to, and I think what he needs to do is look for a legality, like, okay, there's 100,000 people at this camp. And we've got a few spies in there, put a couple people in there, come across the river with them, all 9 yards, and find out that they're actually training, military training. Then that's enough to wrap a lasso around every last body on that property and get them out of here.
Well, okay, now...
You know, it's little things like that. Unless Trump wants to be bold, and like you were just saying, Doug, you know, come right out and boom. Trump's going to do whatever Trump's going to do. We need to be ready to rock and roll either way. You've got to be on the ball.
Well,
and when we talk about getting supplies together and all that, listen to us, man. Things are coming. There's no other explanation for those people coming across the border and still staying in a group, Doug. If they were here to pick tomatoes, they should already be on their way off to farms. Not huddled in buildings in New York City awaiting a paycheck. You know what I mean?
You know something?
Awaiting
okay.
paycheck, awaiting orders.
But wait a second. Eric the Tech just whispered something in my earpiece, and I want to give this to you. He said, I think we have to assume that President Trump will not win. In 2025, they won't allow him to win, and we've got plenty of documentation.
It's possible,
okay?
Yeah.
Video 3, 4, and 5 in the show notes addresses this, where they're taking away. Okay, for example, they're taking away this Judge Pan. Oh my gosh, is trying to take away presidential immunity for acts of the former regime. So what you're going to have is every president that comes into office is going to be prosecuting and persecuting the former president of a different party, regardless.
Which is crap.
Oh my gosh, it's beyond belief.
Think about it. Clinton, Obama, George Bush.
Oh yeah.
I mean, these guys will be looking at life.
But, I mean... So if
if Trump isn't president, and you have to be ready for that, 2024 is going to open up a can of worms one way or another.
Man.
There's going to be a can of worms opened. Okay. We're the talking time is about over, and the government don't blame guys like Doug and I, because all we're doing is relaying when we've got our fingers on the pulse of the public. We're a lot better at it than you are. We are just relaying what the public is saying. remember, years ago, you always came to us for the answers because we could tell you what the people were saying. You couldn't even do it yourself. So remember that. We know what's going on. You have to be an idiot to not see it. If the FBI was smart, they would have a 25-man detail following President Trump everywhere he went to ensure his protection. If you really cared about your country, because when it hits the fan, boys and girls, they ain't coming back. There'll be no coming back. I think we're also on the, what'll happen if that happens, Doug, and there's a huge civil unrest thing and people start dying in the street or in government offices, we're going to get hit by one of our enemies at the same time.
Okay.
They're going to come in and nail us because
I agree.
United we stand, divided we fall. And we both have talked about that there will be two fronts that we'll be fighting shortly.
I totally agree with you on this. Before you go into that, Dan Bongino had a great, there's a video clip.
We could get him on the show, man.
You know,
it'd be cool.
He does like four different platforms, four different shows. I couldn't even keep up with the guy.
He's very cool, man.
He really is. I'm a fan of Dan Bongino, but with your agreement, we'll play video 7 or at least some of video 7 in the show notes at KWPI.com. This is titled "Troubling Video Surfaces Exposing Their Plot." Now, consider this with what Randy Taylor is talking about, with what Eric the Tech said. You got a plan on us not being victorious in November. So what's the plan? Well, Alex Jones talked about this. Remember the reformatting of DHS or of the FBI in 2021. Well, Dan Bongino addresses this, and here it is. We'll play about the entire video is close to 8 minutes. We'll play less than half of that, and then you can watch the rest. But kind of get in sync with what Dan Bongino is saying in the context of 2024, what Randy Taylor said and what Eric the Tech alluded to. Hey, we have to plan on not winning. Go ahead and play clip 7.
Folks, I just saw this the other day, and I'm expecting, not that this is, may sound a little cocky, but I don't know what to tell you. When we cover stuff, typically it winds up filtering down because producers listen to this show into other shows, if you know what I mean. But that's good because you haven't heard much about this story I'm about to bust open here. It's from the Heritage Foundation Media Research Center. Brent Bozell's done some great job on it. You haven't heard much about it, but you're going to after today. So you ready? Ready to take a ride with me? Because this story is freaking bananas. First, let's start with this tweet by the Heritage Foundation and the Media Research Center. The MRC's uncovered a DHS anti-terrorism program. Anti-terrorism program targeting terrorists? Who are the terrorists, Joe? Who do you think the terrorists are?
Conservative.
He's like, because that would be like political targeting. Come on, this guy. What are you talking about? What are you? What country are you living
sorry,
in?
Man.
Freaking
that
North Korea? Shot. Cut the crap, man. You're misleading the audience.
I take it seriously.
And I don't like it. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. 80 grants and $39.6 million taxpayer dollars later. Here's a look at how Biden and Mayorkas are outsourcing their efforts to conflate their efforts to conflate conservatives with terrorists. Man, I didn't see that coming. That's so weird, Joe. You were so out ahead of that.
Like that, Dano.
Yeah, I know. Man, you've been with me a while. I wish I would have caught on sooner. So the Department of Homeland Security, $39.6 trillion. Wow. Upwards of 80 grants to teach people about the pyramid of far-right radicalization. This is some of the stuff that's out there that these people are working with. Oh, look at that. Far-right radicalization. Who's there at the bottom?
Keep that on the screen. Randy Taylor, look at that image. Okay. Prager University, Breitbart, CBN, for crying out loud, Fox News.
Yeah.
This is far-right radicals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Unbelievable. Go ahead and continue with this.
News, CBN, the NRA, the Heritage Foundation. So strange. PragerU, Quillette, Breitbart, InfoWars. Turning Point's in there? Gosh, my vision's getting terrible. Look at that. Wow. And then look, they've got the Nazi swastika in there, too. So convenient they throw that in there. All these white supremacy symbols, as if anyone involved in that has anything to do with white supremacy at all. So strange. Well, these are the people they're working with. Oh, it gets better, folks. One of the grants they're giving, and some of the people they've been working with, people are caught on tape here. It's just one guy from the University of Cincinnati. You're going to see in a minute, Michael Lodenthal. You can see him right here. He's a postdoctoral fellow with the University of Cincinnati, executive director of the Peace and Justice Studies Association, executive director of the Prosecution Project, and an open source investigator and social movement trainer. Oh, okay. Nice to meet you, Dr. Mike. It's a real pleasure. So here's Dr. Mike, Michael Lodenthal here. This is on the Heritage Foundation tweet. Here's Dr. Michael Lodenthal talking about how, you know, they're involved in this, basically what I'm going to characterize as a censorship effort, working with the DHS. Now, to be straight with the facts, what you're about to hear was before they were given this grant, apparently, in 2022. This is in 2021. But here's where the story gets crazy, and I'll show you a Fox News piece later citing this. Here's where the story's totally bananas. With the presentation you're about to watch about how to basically censor conservatives was part of a presentation package for a grant to the DHS. Now, Armacost, you're probably like, wait, that sounds kind of crazy. Because we have this, like, Joe's like, what the hell, man? What is that thing again? Yeah, the constipation. Constitution. Yes, we've got that thing, which is so strange because it's supposed to protect free speech. Yes. So it's so weird that you would give a speech on how to censor conservatives and then you would put it in a video pitch to sell to the government, to get money to the government to censor conservatives. Yeah, so strange. Here, listen to Dr. Michael Lodenthal here talk about how, hey, you know, you should give us some money because we could be breaking the law. Matter of fact, he implies they are breaking the law and that we may get sued and all that stuff. But he notes, don't worry, we've spoken to the FBI. Here, take a listen yourself.
To go back to your question about what can liberals do, and I feel like it's a trite and you know, simple answer, but you can give money. That's always really appreciated. We have legal defense funds because we get in trouble. A lot of the things we're doing are illegal, right? What I'm telling you, a lot of it involves breaking the law. And this is what the FBI will say. I've had many conversations with the FBI about this.
Okay, you can cut it there. They're not trying to even hide it anymore. No. Randy Taylor, see, this is what we're dealing with. And yet conservatives like you and I, we have to, play by the rules. Screw that. Yeah. Okay. Punch that right in the mouth.
As soon as we do something, they're on us. And they'll put you in jail for the dumbest things.
Yeah, but by the way, I don't mean...
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I have to walk that back. I'm not advocating punching him in the mouth, but if he was sitting across from me, I probably would punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, we don't advocate for those people.
No, you know that. But that's just me. That's the way I feel, okay? But we're expected to fight fair against this kind of crap. Oh, what we're doing is illegal. Certainly unconstitutional, but that's all right. Yeah.
I just think there's a lot of things that we could be doing. We could be harassing these people a lot better than we are. That's legal, so you can go and harass people. These people, when you see these leftist politicians sitting down to eat or going grocery shopping or anything like that, you need to surround them. You need to surround them. Don't touch them. Don't threaten them. But voice your opinion.
Just
make them uncomfortable.
Just make them feel uncomfortable.
Make them uncomfortable. They deserve to be uncomfortable. Okay? They do it to our people. So what's the problem?
Don't break the law.
We don't have cell phones. We should be able to, you should have groups, and we should be, don't come back to me going, well, you're going to organize it. Don't. Okay? Take some initiative in your little town, in your neighborhood, in your city. Start with your mayor. If your mayor is some leftist jerk, make his life uncomfortable. Bug the crap out of him. Call his office 20 times a day. You might get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're just saying no violence. That's all I'm saying. Any other thing else, knock yourself out, okay? But sitting at home doing nothing? Exactly. See, that's the problem. That's the problem I have with Christians and I have with patriots.
Amen.
We're a horrible do nothing bunch. We really are. Now, when everything hits the fan, yeah, we get into that. But if we got involved a little sooner, maybe things wouldn't have to hit the fan. You know what I mean? Maybe we could have tried a few other things first. But we can't sit at home on our collective asses and do nothing. That does not work. The left is, and every time they go out and do that, they pick up more people. Believe me, our streets have no shortage of idiots. Okay? And this guy over here might not even care about politics, but he gets five or seven lefties out there marching with their signs, and they go, "Hey, come on over here, come on over here. Oh, what's your name, Bill? You're an awesome guy. Cool, you want to get a coffee? I'll buy you a coffee afterwards." Next thing you know, you just got another liberal protester.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's that simple. And we're not doing that. And why are we not doing that, people? I wish someone would tell me.
Why aren't we doing the same thing the left is doing? Because you know, I mean,
and times two.
Times two.
We can't we can't even do it times one. We're not even doing it times 0.1%. We're pathetic in that area. Absolutely pathetic. And that has to change, people.
And
it has to change.
You're right.
And we're out of time. We're out of time, right? It's 2024 is here.
We're out of time for everything, including almost this broadcast, this show, this episode. You were fantastic. I mean, you were so on point today with the points you made. I so appreciate that. Before we end, I we have to get in their faces and make them, like you said, make them uncomfortable. We can also use talents like whoever created this video. It's about a minute 20. And, you know what? Make a video like this because, this does appeal to the, masses in certain ways, but it's satire and it's really kind of funny. Watch this.
Hello?
Nancy, it's Ray!
Ray?
Ray Epps!
I told you to never call this number!
Sorry!
What do you want?
I'm busy. Well, I'm having a hard time!
Hard time with what? You were given specific instructions. What's the problem?
It's this Trump hat and this Trump shirt!
Yeah? And?
Well, it's making me sick!
Grow a pair and do your job!
But this Make America Great Again flag is giving me a rash! I'm all itchy!
Ray, we got a deal.
I can't do this anymore! I don't even think these Trump supporters are listening to me!
You do this, and I give you suck chips.
I know, but...
But nothing! You do the job you were paid to do! I got enough problems on my own dealing with all these Capitol Police and blaming this all on Trump.
I can't do it, Nancy! You gotta get somebody else!
You can do it, okay? And you will do it. You don't have a choice. You want to spend the rest of your life in prison?
You can't do that!
Oh, yes, I can! I can do anything I want! I make the laws!
All right, I'll do it!
Don't worry, Ray. I've done this 1,000 times. You'll be a victim when this is all over.
All right, but your stock tips better be good!
Trust me, my stock tips are always good. Now get to work!
All right!
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to turn the Capitol Police into your guys.
All right, I'm gonna get back to work now!
Hey, Ray.
Yeah?
Make America great again.
The United Spot. All right. You know,
we just need any city, town, whatever size it is. You need to get there and put together a group of 50 to 100 people that you can trust. You know?
Yeah.
And that way, when you're down at the Golden Corral or something, and you look in there and there's Nancy Pelosi sitting in there, man, get on there and check some people. Get them down there. Make her dinner very uncomfortable. Do not touch her. Don't even put your hands on the table.
Don't do anything illegal. Just exercise your First Amendment right.
Thank you. They do it to us.
They do it to us.
They do it to us. As long as you remain peaceful, it'll be cool. They won't like it, but they've got to start understanding that they're not out of reach.
And these scumbags work for us.
That's the bottom line right there, Doug. Get it? We employ them. I saw a thing with Freeland up there in Canada over the weekend, earlier in the week. A reporter from one of Ezra's people went up to talk to her, and next thing you know, he's got the cops slamming him around.
No, I think that happened last year. I saw that, but nonetheless, it still applies today.
Yeah, they were. I know they were pushing it over the weekend.
Yeah,
but the point is This is out of hand. These people work for us. We do not work for them. But if we continue on present course, come 2030 and all this stuff's in place, we will be working for them.
Closing, very, very prescient closing words. Thank you, Randy Taylor. Hey, coffee.
Agwin Coffee. Come on, guys. Do it to it. The good stuff. K-cups, bags. Can't do it in Canada because of shipping. But anywhere in the U.S., hey, this goes to help the kids. The kids need us.
Amen to
that. Kids need us. We're responsible for them. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, brother.